I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. COVID-19 has isolated billions in their homes, causing domestic violence cases to spike. But false ideas about men and women enabled this abuse in the first place. Adrian DeVisser of Asian Access says, in the South Asian cultural context,
we believe that man is God and the wife happens to be not God. For instance, a lady in the Asian context sometimes find it difficult to call the husband by name. They will call him by the name of the child, and he says, so-and-so's father. And in Asian context, a woman will be the last to eat in the home.
DeVisser says converting to Christianity doesn't necessarily solve this problem either, until this worldview has been replaced by knowledge that men and women are equal in Christ. And Eric Berkland of China Partners says that although local Chinese churches still aren't allowed to meet in person, they found solutions that may persist even after the crisis dies out.
We saw many beautiful sermons that were preached by church leaders and pastors that were sending out their sermons online to their congregational members all over China. And that was amazing.
Although very few of their contacts suffered health problems from the virus, China Partners had to cancel in-person trips in the coming months. And now that the coronavirus has hit the states and its economy, China Partner has another problem. Donations are down.
We're really trusting God to provide for us, and we're trusting that people will continue to stand behind us and pray for us.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. It uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.